Ferineo was his name. Alecchino Ferineo. He reminded himself of this as he rode into the city to make the long-distance call. It was wise to firm up the ego before such a call. He was 67 years old and could remember many cases where people had lost their identity in the snigger trance of communication between star systems. More than the cost and the mind-crawling sensation of dealing with a Tepriciot transmitter, this uncertainty factor tended to keep down the number of calls. But Ferineo didn't feel he could trust anyone else with this call to George X. McKee, saboteur extraordinary. It was 8:08 a.m. local at Ferineo's position on the planet called Cordiality of the Sphic system. "This is going to be very difficult, I suspect," he muttered, speaking at, but not to, the two enforcers he had brought along to guard his privacy. They didn't even nod, realizing no reply was expected. It was still cool from the night wind which blew across the snow plains of the Billy Mountains down to the sea. They had driven here into Division City from Furuneo's mountain fortress, riding in an ordinary ground car, not attempting to hide or disguise their association with the Bureau of Sabotage, but not seeking to attract attention either. Many scientists had reason to resent the Bureau. Ferineo had ordered the car left outside the city's pedestrian central, and they had come the rest of the way on foot, like ordinary citizens. 10 minutes ago, they had entered the reception room of this building. It was a Tepriciot breeding center, one of only about 20 known to exist in the universe, quite an honor for a minor planet like Cordiality. The reception room was no more than 15 meters wide, perhaps 35 long. It had tan walls with pitted marks in them, as though they had been soft once and someone had thrown a small ball at them, according to some random whim. Along with the right side, across from where Ferineo stood with his enforcers, was a high bench. It occupied 3/4 of the long wall. Multifaceted rotating lights above it cast patterned shadows onto the face of the bench and the Tepriciot standing atop it. Tepriciots came in odd shapes, like sawed-off lengths of burned conifers, with stub limbs jutting every which way, needle-like speech appendages fluttering even when they remained silent. This one's skid feet beat a nervous rhythm on the surface where it stood. For the third time since entering, Ferineo asked, "Are you the transmitter?" No answer. Tepriciots were like that. No sense getting angry. It did no good. Ferineo allowed himself to be annoyed, though. Damn Tepriciots. One of the enforcers behind Ferineo cleared his throat. Damn this delay, Ferineo thought. The whole Bureau had been in a state of jitters ever since the Max Alert message on the Abneath case. This call he was preparing to make might be their first real break. He sensed the fragile urgency of it. It could be the most important call he had ever made, and directly to McKee at that. The sun, barely over the Billy Mountains, spread an orange fan of light around him from the windowed doorway through which they had entered.
"Looks like it's going to be a long wait for this, Tappy," one of his enforcers muttered.
Ferineo nodded curtly. He had learned several degrees of patience in 67 years, especially on his way up the ladder to his present position as planetary agent for the Bureau. There was only one thing to do here. Wait it out quietly. Tepriciots took their own time for whatever mysterious reasons. There was no other store, though, where he could buy the service he needed now. Without a Tepriciot transmitter, you didn't make real-time calls across interstellar space. Strange, this Tepriciot talent, used by so many sentients without understanding. The sensational press abounded with theories on how it was accomplished. For all anyone knew, one of the theories could be right. Perhaps Tepriciots did make these calls in a way akin to the data linkage among Pan's specie crashmates. Not that this was understood either. It was Furuneo's belief that Tepriciots distorted space in a way similar to that of a Caliban jump door, sliding between the dimensions. If that was really what Caliban jump doors did. Most experts denied their theory, pointing out that it would require energies equivalent to those produced by fair-sized stars. Whatever